Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential. And now, here's today's host, Doug Llewellyn.
Well, thank you so much. Hi, everybody. We welcome you back to Close Up Talk Radio. We're going to be talking about money today, and we're going to be talking about it in a way you have probably never heard talked about before. Unless you heard Shelley Nadell on our broadcast here in Close Up Talk Radio last week. Shelley was our guest, and it's fascinating the way she explains how she helps people with financial planning. She is the founder of a company called Food and Finance with Shelley, and she will teach you how to handle money through references with food. It's a unique idea. Shelley, welcome back. It's wonderful to have you back with us today. How are you today?
Oh, I am great, Doug.
I love your website. If you log into your website, Food and Finance with Shelley, there you are in your kitchen, and you are welcoming everybody to make financial information digestible. Where did you get the idea of combining financial education with food? It's remarkable. Well, how did that come up?
Honestly, you know, I believe a lot in powers that bring things in front of you, opportunities, and you just have to have your eyes open. And in this case, doing a video, a cooking video, informal for my women and some friends in my synagogue. And the next week I mentioned it to a colleague, and she said, food and finance. And that's literally how the concept got started. You know, I mean, you got to be at the right place at the right time and open to ideas. I am blessed with a very supportive family. I'm blessed with some incredibly talented college friends who do marketing and who would not let me drop the idea. And in August of 21, we launched it in the middle of COVID. And it has really started taking off. We're getting some real brand awareness. I integrate it with all of my financial education. I'm just so passionate, like you said, about educating, particularly women, about financial literacy. And with cooking, everybody likes it. Everybody understands it. It's fun. It's memorable. And you end up understanding and learning about finance without even meaning to. It's kind of almost accidental because you're learning about cooking as well.
All right. Well, listen, let's get some examples here. How would you connect the challenge of managing debt and cooking? How do you do that?
When we talk about debt, I like to talk about chicken wings. Debt is not absolutely bad or good. That may differ from some of other voices you've heard on this subject, but I believe that almost everything financial can be good or bad. It depends on how it's used. You only want to borrow what's necessary and what can help get you forward financially, just like you don't want to eat 2 pounds of chicken wings at a sitting, right? It's portion control. You want to limit your debt. You want to limit your food so you don't overeat. Interest rates. When you have debt, interest rates can make debt a lot more expensive over time. You eat chicken wing with spicy sauces, it can catch up with you. You may take a bite and go, oh, this is fine. This isn't a problem. You know, I can manage this. And then all of a sudden, the spice in the back of your throat knocks you down. And actually, we have a video on our website now, a taste of a video that I filmed with a barbecue king in Memphis. And we talked about this specifically. The final connection we make with debt and wings is that, you know, too much debt is going to upset your financial stability. And too many chicken wings, especially if they're spicy, is going to give you a major upset stomach. So financial stability and your stomach stability. That's how we connect managing debt and chicken wings.
Tell our listeners an innovative financial strategy, something they may not have considered adding to their financial plan, and connect it to a creative recipe for me.
Yeah, I love this type of question. We're going to collect a classic grilled cheese sandwich and a classic investment, which is life insurance. Now, let's start with the grilled cheese sandwich. So your classic grilled cheese, right, is your white bread with butter or mayo maybe. You grill it on there. You have the American cheese. And I am not dissing the sandwich, by the way. It was delicious. The kid with tomato soup, oh, my God, it was delicious. But, you know, and a classic investment. When we talk about investing, we think about stocks, bonds, mutual funds, exchange-traded funds. You know, maybe real estate, something like that, or art and collectibles. But we don't think of life insurance in that category as an investment. You know, it can be very flexible. Example of the sandwich. I have a grilled cheese sandwich recipe where it uses fruit, blackberries, but it's a savory sandwich. So usually we think of fruit as being a dessert, right? Well, in this case, we use fruit as a main course. And so it's a different way of using an ingredient. In the same way, permanent life insurance, whole life insurance, cash value life insurance, they go by different names, but they accumulate a pot of cash value within the death benefit over time, and it's tax-free, at least what you put into it. And so the idea is this is a different pot of money that you can use for things like college. I was talking to a colleague last night who has a three-month-old daughter. It's a great way to save for college in a tax-advantaged account. You can use it for weddings. I have a couple of those coming up. Retirement income, starting a company. It's money that's not restricted. So you can use it for anything you want. And it's still life insurance. It's still a death benefit. So in the same way, with our savory grilled cheese, instead of using white bread, you're going to take a multi-grain bread, like a thick bread maybe, and you're going to put olive oil. Use really good quality olive oil, and you're going to grill it on the olive oil side, and then you're going to put cheese on it. But in this case, you're not going to put like an American cheese. You want to put a white cheese, like Fontina or maybe a Munster, you know, whatever your provolone would work really well. And then on the other side, you're going to put a spread of blackberry and chopped basil that you've mushed together. It's kind of like a blackberry jam, but it's fresh blackberries. And then you flip it, you know, you put the sandwich together like you do in a regular grilled cheese, grill it really slowly so it doesn't burn, and the cheese is oozing out. You're getting hungry right now, I bet. Just every time I make this sandwich, it's unbelievable. So we'll have a video on this probably next month on our website, but I will tell you it's delicious and it's very versatile. In the same way, cash value life insurance. Again, it's not for everybody, but, you know, look at bonds. They're not always a great investment right now. You know, you can use this as a very conservative type of investment. So it's a multitasking type of a product, just like the grilled cheese. We can multitask with our grilled cheese and use blackberry instead of what we used to do. That is one of our unique examples.
One of the things you're unique in doing is providing your services for employees of companies in a unique way. Tell me about that.
Yep.
Expand on that a little bit.
You know, absolutely. Yeah, I love educating people. It is just one of the most fun things I do. I love being in person now, post virtual world. So every company, it's at a minimum, the 401k provider is going to come in and do some general basic financial education. And as I mentioned, I mean, I'm not dissing any particular company, but let's just face it, traditional financial education just bores you to tears. And you don't take it away with you. So it doesn't really help necessarily. So I come in, and the first thing people notice when they come in is I have an apron on with my logo. Now, you know, so I tell them, they already know immediately something's different. And I will weave in cooking analogies, sometimes cooking demonstrations, in every single presentation. So I just did one for an oil company. Employee group. We've been doing a series for 3 years now. We did inflation, talked about inflation, and we talked about baking bread. We did how to pick a financial planner, and we talked about how to cook a complete meal. And, you know, we do this all the time. And so, I mean, they laugh, they pay attention. Someone actually told me, quote, "You're memorable, Shelly, and we have to pay attention." You don't get that from most financial presentations.
Sure. Yeah.
So if you're an employer out there, financial wellness is the number one concern of employees today. And you want to help them really feel financially secure and more happy at their job, I would encourage you to give us a call.
That brings up an interesting question. You're based in Houston, Texas. Suppose, you know, some company in Cincinnati or, you know, Poughkeepsie or wherever might be interested in your services in that category. Can you be of help to them at that point?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I love travel. I'm happy to travel. I like to do series. I like to do financial series. I think it's important to repeat the message, repeat the concepts and you know, the basics, like basics of investing, retirement, healthcare. And we can talk about schedules. You know, I mean, there's all kinds of ways. We can be very flexible. So I do believe it's more effective in person. We're creating this as we go. Nobody's ever done this before, Doug. And so we have the amazing excitement of being able to come up with new strategies, new ways of presenting materials, and it's a lot of fun. The financial planning is the result of getting people interested in finance and feeling comfortable and open to having the conversations that they know they need, but they just feel like they can't understand or don't know someone they can trust. We had someone, a brand new client yesterday, and she said, "You know, I heard you speak and I instantly knew I could trust you." Talk about a compliment to an advisor. You don't get much better than that. So,
you know, I understand that. I would trust you. You sound very trustworthy. You really do.
Well, thank you.
No, I mean,
my mom taught
me well,
you know. Well, thank you.
Here, another question for you. In the world of finance, you know, managing risk is really crucial.
Yes.
Can you give some parallels between risk management and food preparation that can help people make better decisions for their money and in the kitchen?
I love talking about risk because one of the things that we've done a lot of lately, a lot of people have cash on the sidelines, whether it's economic uncertainty, there's a lot of political uncertainty. And I mean, we have clients and people we talk to that in our sessions that they have a lot of cash because a lot of people think that cash is risk-free. It's the least risky thing they can do. You know, the old money under the mattress theory. And the reality is that if you're talking about inflation risk, longevity risk, we live longer, health risk, cash is not necessarily risk-free. And we talk about balancing that risk. In the same vein, we talk about balancing different ways of cooking. So one of my classic stories is pie. So I had an inordinate fear of making homemade pie crust. It's like, you know, we all have our fears. I'm not afraid of doing new things, but I was afraid of making a pie crust. And I pushed myself through food and finance to actually make a homemade blueberry pie on camera. And it's a little scary, but it turned out great. It's delicious. And, you know, that was me testing myself. That was me pushing myself beyond my concept of risk. People have what's called risk tolerance that they've heard about. But there's also the capacity. What do you have to risk in order to get to your goal? You can see on our website, you know, cooking new cuisine, you know, doing breaking out of the mold of cooking the same thing. We did some international videos. I was with these same girlfriends in Morocco and Spain last year, and we made Spanish patatas bravas. And they're basically Spanish fried potatoes with this unbelievably delicious sauce. I was cooking in a strange kitchen with new spices and everything, but you know what? It was fun. It's exciting. So risk is not a bad thing as long as you manage it properly. There's all kinds of ways that you can take risk in your cooking and risk in your finance, but you need to be smart about it. So, and you need to know what your capacity is. If you have recipes you'd like us to cook and turn into a video, please let us know. We'd love to do that.
Listen, Shelley, this has been wonderful chatting with you. It's been great fun, and I think what you're doing is just something super special. It's so different. Thank you, Shelley Nadell, for your time.
Thank you, Doug.
Appreciate having you with us. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio.